Ready to talk some comics?
I am. Well, DC anyways.
Oh. I was supposed to DC comics?
Oh, no. I mean, it's whatever. We can talk Kickstarter stuff or... But since it's like Christmas, you know, you're not backing as much on Kickstarter, so...
Listen, I'll put it this way. Okay, hold on. Let me open the app real quick because I'm trying to figure out why all of a sudden the sound on your mic went insane. No, okay.
Right now?
Now it's fine. I have, according to my Kickstarter, 56 various projects that I am watching in some way, shape, or form. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 17 of them are still active.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can probably get rid of the already expired stuff.
Yeah.
Or funded stuff. So I'm watching 17 things. So there's a very real possibility that whatever I said about not backing stuff is just whatever.
Yeah, it's probably an 80% chance that you'll back some of them.
At least.
Yeah, I get it.
Yep. I mean, especially because I'm working all that Sunday overtime now. I mean, what am I going to do? Save that money? But, yeah. So X-23 is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
The last issue, which I guess was a one-shot.
Okay.
You know, just like a standalone, right? Are you caught up on that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was my least favorite of the story, where the school science fair thing with the robot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but it wasn't as good as... I thought the first five, the arc with the clones, was, like, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of dropped off a little, but I have faith it'll pull itself back together.
Well, what about... I was trying to think. Oh, yeah, because, see, I'm not... Yeah, there's some Marvel stuff that everybody's, like, oo-goo and goo-goo gaga over, but I'm not feeling it at all.
Okay.
So I usually just, like, comment on the art, usually. Mm. Kind of like, let's see, let me compare it to a DC book. It gets all the hype, but I don't enjoy it at all. So I guess that would be, like, Harley Quinn single title.
But does that get hype?
Dude, there's, like, total freaking crazy people.
Right, but you don't ever hear... You know, I mean, it's not like...
No, I don't ever hear because I have good friends that don't like it either.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's not like it's Royal City where everybody's like, oh my God, this is like the greatest story that Jeff Lemire's ever written. And right. Like tons of people talk about it. Harley Quinn, it just like, it comes out, people buy it for some reason, and like no one ever mentions it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, unless we just travel in very different circles. But I mean, we're friends with a lot of people who probably read it.
Well, I know two people that read it that like it.
Yeah.
But they usually like everything, though. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. The new... Did you watch the Titans trailer or Young Justice trailer that dropped today?
No, I did not because I worked like 14 hours today.
That's okay. Because
I planned on watching it, but I was like, you know what? I don't need to watch it because I already know this show is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say that's okay because I watched it once for me and once for you and then once for everybody else in my family.
That's cool. I will watch. I'll make a point to watch it when we finish recording and then I will probably make sure I watch it enough times for my kids and my dogs and my wife and then your kids and dogs.
Yeah.
I know tomorrow my kids will be like, I'll say, hey, there was a new Young Justice show. And they're like, Young Justice, I like that show. And then we'll sit and watch it together a couple times. So.
I was trying to have a hard time figuring out if the voices were the same as before or not. Like the same voice actors. Because some sound the same and some do not.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I looked. When they said that the show was coming back, I don't think I looked at the voice cast. Because I was too busy, like, screaming.
Yeah.
In joy.
Jumping up and down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I get it. Like, Connor sounds the same, but Dick Grayson's voice sounds different. So, I was curious about that.
Well, it could be that it's been, like, 5 years, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So maybe the guy who was doing Dick Grayson's voice used to be 11 years old and now he's 16 and his voice dropped.
I mean, that would be the logical explanation. I mean,
that's not the case, but...
Yeah. Yeah, we can go with that, I guess.
Yeah. How do you know that he wasn't in a traumatic accident and his vocal cords were damaged?
I'm pretty sure...
How dare you, Rob?
I'm pretty sure I would have saw that on some news media site.
Yeah.
Like, the creator of SpongeBob died. See, I saw that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess that's why people were talking about SpongeBob?
Probably.
I saw a couple tweets about the show, and I was like, that's a weird thing for people to be tweeting about, but that was that was all I saw.
See, now we're laughing about it, and a dude died.
Oh, how dare you, Ronnie?
And you even named your dog after a SpongeBob character.
No, I didn't.
Gary.
Is that a SpongeBob character?
Yeah, that's SpongeBob's pet snail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll put it this way. The amount of time I've spent actually paying attention to what is happening on SpongeBob is about equal to the amount of time I've spent reading Harley Quinn comics.
Okay. All right. Way to bring it back.
Yeah. See? No, but honestly, I just looked at my dog and I was like, that's a Gary.
What? Did you read comics?
Yeah, I read a lot of comics. Lots and lots of comics.
You have thoughts on any comics?
Well, there's one comic that that I think is the best comic, single issue of a comic that I've read in a long time.
Whoa.
So I want to talk about that one last.
Okay. That's pretty high praise.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be just about there with me.
Okay. So it has to be one of two titles then.
Okay, you know what? Forget it. We'll talk about it now. All right, because I'm on it.
All right.
The Injustice 2 annual.
Okay, yep.
Was friggin' great.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it wrapped up the thing. I mean, it's still pretty open-ended, I guess, that there could be more. But it seems like it's finished.
Well, what I read is this one wraps up right before the game starts.
Okay.
So, whatever happens after this is in the game, apparently.
Okay, I have still played either of the games.
Me neither. Well, I tried for like 2 minutes, and then my kids were laughing at me, so I quit.
Well, there have been some crazy sales on like the, whatever they call it, the Legendary Edition, I guess, which comes with all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
There's a very real possibility that...
old Saint Nick Santa, might bring.
Yeah, that he will be bringing me a copy of at least Injustice 2, possibly both of the games.
Yeah. Everybody needs a Saint Nick Whitmore.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. But this story, okay, the fact that you find out the truth that Superman thinks Batman is his hero...
Mm-hmm.
Which just proves my theory that Batman is better than Superman.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Not maybe. No, I thought I liked how the Kents come to the prison with with a pie.
Yeah.
And how they're getting chauffeured around by like
super androids.
Yeah. Like
literally super.
They're in their car. And there are four super androids flying the car around.
Yeah.
Like, what? And of course, you know, Mr. Kent goes to Batman, get in. Because no, get in.
Yep.
You know, all of the scenes with the two of them, and I mean, the whole discussion that they have about how everything went down. And asking if, you know, like, were you ever just his friend? Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. He did unforgivable things. But, like, you guys were brothers. You know, you know, I disagree with everything that my son did. But you have to, like, this is where he was coming from.
Right, yeah.
And just the whole making Batman realize the other side.
Yeah.
You know, as obviously as completely screwed up as it is, yeah, where he pretty much enslaved the world and yeah, said everything stops now.
And the Holocaust and the whole...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, every bit of it was insane, but the fact that, you know, his dad sitting with his, you know, I guess, arch enemy at this point.
Former best friend.
Yeah, and they're just like, you know, this is the deal. He goes, you know, like, I forget exactly what he says, but he's like, did you ever tell him, you know, you were sorry or anything?
Yeah, right. And he even, is it this one? I've read so many comics that this past week or holiday weekend, whatever, that, like, it's all going. But didn't Jonathan say something about his dad? And Bruce said, no, my dad died. And then he was like, well, you had Alfred. So that's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was this.
Okay. And like that, it's just a sterned, old-fashioned dad moment. Yep. You know? Like where he's not raising his voice, he's not yelling, but the volume or the weight of his voice, like, hits every chord.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, also, you know, the scene, I guess, after Bruce gets shot and Superman takes him to his parents' house.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's outside, you know, the two of them are outside talking. And basically, you know, Jonathan obviously has figured out that Bruce Wayne is Batman. And he's like, oh, you know, Superman, you know, Clark used to bring wounded animals home all the time to care for them. He's like, you know, rabbits and dogs and bats. And he's like, oh, he told you? He's like, no. He didn't have to, you know, I would have figured it out eventually. Like, he never once said he was friends with Bruce Wayne.
Right.
But he, you know, but he always talks about Batman.
Right. Yeah, that's, yeah, it really wraps up this volume two, at least. It almost wraps up one and two, kind of.
Yeah.
Into a nice tiered bow.
Yep.
Because, I mean, they just have their, I don't know, what would you say, like 2 minute moment.
Yeah,
enough for the long bridge to, you know, out to him, and then they stare at each other, and then they say a couple things, and then, you know, you would think it's like fast back, but no, it's all of a sudden slow bridge again.
Yeah, but that the last image, I think the last page, as Batman is bridging back,
yeah,
you know, to the, you know, Clark is sitting with his, you know, his head in his hands on the bed,
yeah,
in the little chamber. I mean,
it's touching.
Yeah,
this one issue in what, 22 pages, 20 pages?
No, it was long, right? Wasn't it, because it was the annual? It was closer to 30, I thought.
Okay, and 30 pages did something that the whole run of Green Lanterns couldn't do.
Have Batman and Superman?
No. Like, have emotion and character adjustment. Correct. And flaws and, yeah. But it's Tom Taylor.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
This, yeah, I was very sad at the last page when I saw the end, because, like, I mean, especially where it left off now, I would love to see, I mean, I guess if it takes place in the game.
Right.
Maybe I'll see it at some point.
Yeah.
But I would like to see where it goes from now, especially because at the end of, like, the Injustice 2, didn't it still leave? Like, all of the bad guys are still doing whatever they're doing? Like, nothing got really resolved, right?
Yeah, nothing really.
So.
Yeah. But, so, for Tom Taylor, though.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to say about this before I jump? Bridges?
I don't think so. I think I covered everything from this, but, like, I mean, honestly, like I said before, I think this is one of, if not the favorite issue that I've read in a long time, that it hit on everything.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was emotional. It was like the pacing was great. The way they used the flashbacks to, I guess it was 8 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems weird that it would only be 8 years, you know, that they've known, you know, with everything.
Yeah.
But it just, like, the way that everything fit together in the book, it didn't feel jumbled like sometimes with when they do flashback stuff. it doesn't fit right into the way it's told.
Right.
And just like everything about this, from the writing to the art to the pacing to the everything, was just spot on. Love this book.
Yeah. Definitely made me sad and happy all at the same time.
Yeah.
Sad that we might not get more.
Yep.
But happy that it was so well written that I was satisfied with how it ended.
Yes. Yeah, that's one thing. You never want something that you love so much to end in like a downer that just like doesn't live up to the rest of the series or whatever.
Right.
You know, like how many times is a TV show or something that, you know, you've watched for ages, it gets to that last episode and you're just like, wow, that was sort of anticlimactic and really a real crappy way to end.
Yep. And it was all a dream.
Yeah. Yep. But this is very good. It is a very good book.
But came out this week is DC's basically Christmas special.
Was that the Nuclear Winter?
Yes, that's the Nuclear Winter special, which is an 80-page giant. Tom Taylor's story in that,
okay,
is one of my favorites in it. And have you read this yet?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the premise of it, but there's 10 basically cataclysmic carols in the book, okay?
Okay.
But basically Rip Hunter lands on this on Earth that's in the future, and these guys want to eat him because they're like back to Cro-Magnon times.
Okay.
And so to distract them until his ship gets fixed or auto-fixes itself or has enough power, he tells them stories of Batman, Superman, whatever, right? And they're like Elseworld type stories, basically.
Okay.
And like something happened on this Earth to make it like a nuclear explosion, maybe, to make it different.
Mm-hmm.
And so like he tells a whole bunch of different stories. Like, I was trying to look. There's a Batman 666 one where Damian fights Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, is that where Damian's Batman?
And Damian's Batman, yep.
Okay, I saw a couple pictures. The cloak, it's like actual wings, it looks like.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and there's okay. reasons for that, too, yeah. But the Tom Taylor one, to go back, is called Supergirl and Last Daughters. And basically, like, Supergirl's depowered because the nuclear explosion has blocked out the sun. So she's, she can't, you know, everything's radioactive type stuff. And people right. are dying and changing and whatever. Well, this little girl is left by herself. And so Kara takes her all the way up to, like, the mountaintop where, like, a glimpse of sunlight comes in. And then she starts to get her powers back. So then she flies the little girl to the Fortress of Solitude.
Okay.
And she knows that the only way that her, or the only way that she's going to be able to save the girl from this crappy planet, basically, this nuclear infested planet, mm-hmm. is to steal Clark's space pod that he came in. And like sent okay. her and sent her off of Earth, kind of like the reverse way that Clark and Kara came to Earth.
Okay.
And then, but there's a twist at the end, and I won't spoil that because I'm sure you'll read it. But yeah, and it's and the art in it's fantastic too. So
yeah, I'm looking at pictures now. I don't know Yasmin Putri.
Yeah.
That name does not sound familiar to me. But
yeah, I think it's their first sequential work.
Sequential?
Yeah, because Tom Taylor tweeted about it earlier today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I just looked up the images I'm looking at are fantastic.
Yeah.
And also, apparently, Dexter Soy did an Aquaman story.
Yes.
The art looks really good, too.
The art is, yes.
The story is not so much.
It's all cool, but there's just something that I like better than others in this one.
Yeah.
Like I didn't enjoy the Catwoman one very much.
Okay.
But there is a Commandy story that Phil Hester writes and draws.
Oh.
And Andy Park inks. So, yeah. And the other one is actually pretty cool because it, I wouldn't have thought that I liked it, but it's called Firestorm by Paul Dini and Jerry Ordway.
Huh.
And it's called The Last Christmas, and it's only really, really cool because it, the nuclear family, like from Titans.
Right.
Is a Firestorm based villain, basically. And so, like, it has to deal with that. But it's like, if I didn't see him in Titans, I wouldn't have known, like, who they were, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I mean,
because there's not that
very
much
different in the comics than they are in the TV show.
Yeah.
You know, in the TV show, they're like super soldiers, kind of, right?
Yeah, they have to inject it. But, like, in the comics, they are kind of like,
they have abilities.
Nuclear androids, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a Superman 1 million story, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I have a weird deal with books like this, where most of the time I find myself not really enjoying them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the stuff insane? I dislike. Well, yeah, no. No, but it's like some of the stories, it's either characters I just do not care about at all.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, really takes my overall enjoyment out of the book.
Right.
And it's like, okay, if there's, this one has what, you said 8 stories, 10 stories?
10.
Okay, so out plus of the 10
stories, plus the overall arcing story.
Right. So just say you got a book with 10 stories. 2 of them are going to be great. 2 of them are going to be terrible. And then, like, the other 6 are kind of like, yeah, they're all right, but, you know, whatever.
Yep, yep.
On average.
Yep.
So, like, am I really going to read 80 pages to get 6 pages or 10 pages of, like, great story? You know, that's my issue with stuff like this. But, I'll probably read this based just – I might just skip and read the Supergirl story.
Well, I mean, you don't have to – yeah, that's the whole thing. They're just, like, standalone stories by themselves, so
– yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere to do it. The Damien story is pretty good, too. Really?
Is it? Okay. Well, I'll kind of flip through it and see. But my guess is there's going to be a lot of noping out of stories.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. There's definitely a couple that you definitely won't like, but I can tell you later.
I'm just trying to look. There's a Catwoman story.
There's Catwoman. Yep.
Green Arrow, Supergirl, Flash, Superman 1 million, Commandy, Firestorm, Batman 666, Rip Hunter, and Aquaman.
Yep. But Rip,
so, I mean, like,
Rip Hunter
covers its bases.
Yeah, Rip Hunter's basically the overall. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, that's a book from this week, so
yeah.
We can go back and talk about books from last week if you want, or whatever you want to do. I just wanted to throw that out there because I really enjoyed Tom Taylor's writing there, and hopefully he has more stuff to do with DC.
Well, for the time being, I think he's done, right? Isn't he all like X-Men now?
Oh, I hope he takes over Uncanny X-Men.
Which is the one he's writing?
Astonishing, maybe?
No, I thought it's not X-Men Red?
Okay, maybe that one. Yeah, X-Men
Red.
I
don't remember.
Yep, you're right. It's X-Men Red.
Okay. Because Astonishing was the other guy.
Yep.
Yep,
the guy that ruined...
Is that Donny Cates?
No. He's he did the Multiple Man that you liked and Punisher and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, that's why I started reading Astonishing X-Men.
Yeah.
4 kids walk into an X-Men.
Yep, that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
4 X-Men walk into a bank.
Yeah, good stuff. I don't care what you say. I enjoy it. You know what I enjoyed? I enjoyed Silencer. That came out this week.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
And just when you think, like, how am I going to like this more, you find out the whole thing was a setup the entire time. Mm-hmm. To basically, as Talia says, to cleanse Leviathan of all of the dead weight.
Yeah.
That she orchestrated the whole, you know, turf war so that the people who were not strong, you know, would not survive. And that's some good stuff.
Yeah. And it still doesn't make me feel that much better about the husband either.
No.
I mean, maybe I'm just cynical, but like,
no, I'm
with
you.
Like,
he's going to turn out to be something.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
There's no way.
And I do.
I think what this is my new. I think what's going to happen is, I mean, because the way this one ended, where basically everyone bends the knee to Talia again, except for Silencer.
Uh-huh.
And I guess also the robot head, because he has no knees.
Right.
I think somehow she's going to manage to get out of whatever. And there will be some kind of deal struck or something that she can leave the life. And the last panel of the thing, or the last page, you're going to see Talia making a phone call or something. And the last panel is going to be the husband's phone ringing. That's my guess.
I'm with it. Yeah, that would be awesome. That's a good way to tie them both in there.
You know, so it's like you don't know who he is, what he is, or what happened or whatever, but you just know that he's there to watch her.
Yep. And I really enjoyed how they made it plausible for her not being able to be found.
At the hotel?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. You know, I mean, it could be... Yeah, I mean, it's like any number of stuff. And, of course, the kid is just there playing with the superhero toys while the husband's freaking out, yelling at the cops.
Yeah.
Or the paramedics or whoever's there. But, yeah, this was another good one. Unfortunately, it feels like it's wrapping up.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know after this whole Leviathan war, I don't know where it goes. But, I mean, we've both said it before. I want it to keep going.
Yeah, definitely.
It's for a book that I initially did not read based off of the artist. I am glad you twisted my arm and said to just suck it up and read the book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, man, I really, maybe that's why Batman and the Outsiders got delayed.
Because of Leviathan?
Well, I mean, Leviathans and everything. But yes, maybe that too. But maybe Silencer's going to wrap up and end, and she's going to be on the team. So there's at least two people I care about on the team.
Her and Batman?
Her and Orphan.
Oh, okay. I did like in this one how, you know, Silencer has the Cone of Silence, and there's also the other guy, I just forgot what his name was, who is, like, invisible.
Rise, right?
Yeah.
He's not invisible. He's light, right?
Well, right. Yeah. He can make himself
blinding, I guess, basically. Yeah. And they're both the top two assassins to ever come out of Leviathan.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this.
No, I like it too. I'm just not 100% sure I want Leviathan sprinkled all over my DC comics.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if it was done, like right now, it seems like they're not forcing it on us, but they're really pushing them into things. I think if instead of finding out in Detective that Leviathan was doing whatever, if instead of every time they're like, oh, it's Leviathan, like I think it would be way cooler if all of it was just subtly hinted at, like, okay, this event happened, and this event and this book happened, and this thing here happened, and it's weird that all of this stuff seems similar, but, you know, who knows? And then, like, a year from now, there's some big story in, say, Batman or, you know, or Detective Comics or something, where it is, you know, Batman and the Outsiders against Leviathan. And that's where you find out, oh, yeah, this whole thing with Two-Face was Leviathan. This whole thing with this person was Leviathan. The whole thing with this person was Leviathan. So that it's, you know, so it's not like it. We get the story now, but it's not as in your face.
Yeah.
They can still
the ground
whatever they're doing.
Yeah, the groundwork is being laid.
Yeah.
Because Leviathan's also coming to action next year.
Yeah, more issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
which I have a theory on that too, but I don't want to get too spoilery this episode.
No, you can tell me. Because I read Action, and I don't care what any of our listeners think, because this is just for us to talk about comic books.
Well, we found out who the Red Wind,
the Red Mist.
Oh yeah.
No, the Red Cloud.
The Red Cloud, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cloud, yeah.
Yeah. And I think they're a part of
Leviathan.
Leviathan, yeah.
Makes sense.
They didn't dial H for hero.
No. You know what?
Which is a pretty blatant kind of ripoff of Marvel, right?
What do you mean?
Because the, like, dial H for hero?
Yeah.
Is that, like, Heroes for Hire type thing?
You've never read Dial H for Hero?
Well, I have, yes, but, I mean, come on. It's kind of too on the nose, don't you think?
I don't think so.
But.
I mean, I'll put it this way. I don't really care about either of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking about not caring, we put out a poll.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm very disappointed in these results.
Yeah, because over 1 million people voted.
And it was the difference of one person.
Yeah. But
one person.
It's just like the new stupid poll for Jason Todd where everybody's saving him.
Yeah.
The same.
Do you have
people.
Updated numbers on that? I can't bring myself to look.
On what? On the Jason Todd poll?
The Jason Todd poll.
The last I looked, which was a day and a half ago, it was 75-25 now.
Yeah, like what? Unreal.
Yeah. So we gained like 2% because it was like 73-20, what? I don't know. No, it was like 70, I don't know. Yeah. We gained some, though. We're not doing math right now because it's too late. But
77-23.
Yeah. But, so everybody voted on our poll.
Yes, our poll that we came up with last week of whether or not Victor Stone should have his catastrophic accident become Cyborg, or if he should just continually play high school football and then college football.
And then become
maybe
NFL
star.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see?
Yeah. One vote was the difference. And it was a split decision.
It was a split decision.
Going towards Cyborg becoming Cyborg.
Yeah. I would have rather had Victor as a NFL guy.
Yeah, because then we wouldn't have Cyborg showing up in Doom Patrol for some reason.
Well, not just that, but like maybe he would be on Gotham Knights and help out that Chris Campbell guy.
Yeah.
You know?
He needs some weapons for that offense.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why he sucks so bad over there. I don't know. But now we can't because everybody voted.
Yep. Yeah, it's downer. Oh, well. But yeah, you know what, though? About the Jason Todd poll,
yeah.
I'm enjoying the comments that I see that some people are posting.
Yeah.
Where they agree with us. So, like, are you people mental? Like, if you keep him alive, there is no, like, he was terrible as Robin, he is awesome as Red Hood. And if you keep him alive, he never becomes Red Hood. And why are you people crazy?
How long was he Robin? Not very long, right? Like, at this point, Damian's been longer than he has at Robin, right?
Yeah, I mean, he came... I don't remember when he first started as Robin.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, you change everything. So why wouldn't you? Why would you vote for change?
Yeah.
This change, anyways. I understand why people vote for other change, but why would you vote?
I don't know.
It's the same people that vote to keep Cyborg Cyborg.
Crazy. Okay, as Robin, he showed up as Jason Todd in March of 83, and then as Robin in December of 83.
Is that Batman 472?
As Robin?
Oh, no, that's Tim Drake. Never mind.
Yeah, no, it's 366.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to buy a hardcover edition of Death in the Family.
When did that come out? That was 88?
Yeah.
Right? So he was Robin for, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Damian's been Robin longer?
Yep.
At this point.
And coincidentally, both of them have died.
Yeah. And came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And both of them were better after they came back from death. Yes.
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure because the Dick Grayson Batman and Damian Robin partnership was pretty friggin' great.
Yeah, but he was still a little douche, though.
But I cannot think.
I mean he's still a douche now. Don't get me wrong, but
I like the Super Son stuff that's happening now. But besides that, really, like, I don't think there's anything since he's come back that I like more than that.
Okay.
I'm more than the...
The Titans. I like Teen Titans.
It's good, but is it as good as the Batman and Robin with them? I don't think so.
Probably not. I don't know, but I didn't really enjoy that run of Batman back then.
Well, you should read it now, because Best Batman is Best Batman.
Okay. Best Batman is Best Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like an episode title to me. All right, and what about Sideways from last week? Did you read Sideways, or was Sideways this week?
I don't remember if I read Sideways.
Well, that's is very... The... Go ahead.
Well, it's very typical of me.
Yeah.
Did I read Sideways? Is this the one... has he already... I'm trying to think. The last one I read was he was just finishing the whatever...
With the seven soldiers?
The thing with the seven soldiers, yeah.
Okay, now this one takes place afterwards.
Oh, I'm looking at the cover, and apparently he's in Paris.
Kind of, yeah.
So, no, I did not read this one.
Okay.
So, Gary's feverishly writing a note.
I think this one is another instrumental one for this book. Like,
oh, thank God.
Like where the one where his mom got killed. Yeah. I think this one's another one of that.
Not cool with that, but yeah, no, I'm glad because the Seven Soldiers storyline kind of
was starting to get old.
It lost me.
Yeah,
that it was. You know, like I was saying before, like it's focused, and it like the book got so good, and then it's just like here's something totally different. You know.
Yeah.
We know you're totally into this, but nah, weird dimension jumping and strange other. Versions of people. Yeah.
Yep. I highly enjoyed this episode or this issue. See, I did it now instead of you.
Nice. About time.
Yeah.
I can't be the only one to make nonsense.
Well, I mean, this whole podcast is nonsense. So, what else? What other books you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, we sort of touched a little bit on Action Comics.
All right. From this week.
Yeah. Okay. 1005.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So when we found out who the Red Cloud was, did it like really knock the wind out of your sails for the story?
Not really.
No.
Did it for you?
A little bit.
I mean, it's kind of like one of those silence her husband things. We obviously knew that this person wasn't going to be good.
Right, but I don't know. Like this was not what I was hoping for or expecting.
Yeah. And this week also, we'll stay on Action for a little bit because I love the post-it notes like normal, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think.
There was, I'm going to pull it up because there was one that was like really super funny, but I don't remember what it was. As AZZ needs answers by five. By five.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call back Robert Palmer. Ray Palmer, not Robert. I mean, it'd be cool if he called Robert Palmer, but, you know, find Amanda Waller contact info.
Yeah, I like how in, I forget which one this one had, but he always has like an email from himself that talks about stuff that's going to be happening in future issues.
Uh-huh.
That this one, whatever it is, the something with green stuff, right? Was that this one or was that last issue?
I think that was last
issue. Green stuff and boy blue. Just like, what?
Yeah, that was last issue.
Oh, okay. But it's, I always...
Because this one is basically the email about Star Labs.
No. Next to that, I thought there was a second, like, he has a split computer screen, and the other one has the email from Bendis.
No, that was last
one. BND1S.
That was last
one. Sure? Yeah. I'm getting this comic, because I think that you're crazy.
I'm telling you right now.
Dude, I'm looking right at it from Bendis de Green something.
Where?
Are you looking at the comic?
Yes.
You see there's the falling star inside how Star Labs almost destroyed the world?
Yes.
That's one computer screen. Now look slightly to the right. There's a second.
All the way to the... Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
From Bendis 1, S-D-A-G-R-E-N.
Yeah.
Yo, the green stunt slut. I don't know.
Yo, the green stuff be blue don't like is still sale if you can meet tonight.
All right.
Telling you.
Yeah.
Like a year from now, 2 years from now, we're going to be reading Action Comics and be like, you know what? There was a sticky note that told me exactly what was going to happen in this issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like the wall, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, the only thing I wish is that the question is in more comics.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's pretty awesome. What else? What else do you want to hit on? Are you done?
There was one other book I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Go for it.
No, you got to tell me what it is.
I got to tell you what it is?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if you want to talk about it. You want to talk about Heroes in Crisis number 3.
That would be the one.
Okay. We're going to be on polar opposites of this conversation, so.
Okay.
What would you like me to explain to you?
This. This book.
Uh-huh.
Is not a book I have been enjoying.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This issue.
Yeah.
Is absolutely the best issue of the series so far.
What? Okay, now you're ribbing me.
No, I'm serious. I love this issue.
Really?
Not like Injustice love.
Okay.
But I fully appreciated the look into Sanctuary.
Okay.
And basically how everything worked and went down and, you know, everything that was there. And the, who was it? Lagoon Boy?
Yeah.
He was absolutely my favorite part of the book.
Really?
Yes. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because he was.
All right.
No, I liked, you know, I mean, I guess Sanctuary has, everyone has, there's the room or whatever that it's whatever you need it to be.
No, it's the mask. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, he basically is just zapping himself with lasers.
Yeah.
Over and over again. I mean, apparently hundreds of times, according to
375.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
To see if he feels. Because he doesn't know at this point if he is real or if he is not real or what is going on.
Is that right? What he's doing that for?
Yeah, doesn't he say that at one point?
I thought he was doing it because he didn't take the laser and the whatever Titans quest that they had. So, like, this is his penance.
Well, I think that's part of it. But okay. Then, I'm trying to see if I can find where it was. No, of course, and it keeps skipping from person to person.
Yeah. Did you notice that?
Yeah. No, he's like, you know, maybe one day one of these blasts won't hurt and I won't be scared when it comes here, you know, or whatever that he keeps. He's trying to see, you know, it'll hit me and that laser isn't real here or later. Like one day I'll just know that I'm real and it's not and that's okay. And then maybe, you know, I'll just laugh or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's still, you know, with everything else, but it's.
I took that as him getting over it.
Well, right, but at the end of the issue,
uh-huh.
Where he gets run through with the blade,
yeah,
and he's laying there laughing,
yeah,
was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, I love the series, so and there's 6 more issues left, so
yeah.
So, do you think the mask looks like the Psycho Pirate mask? Not saying that it's the Psycho Pirate's behind it, but like. I know why they have masks for to be anonymous.
Right. If they want it.
If they want it, right. And it also triggers them to like where they want to be, like their own version of hell, basically. Or what they need to get through.
Right.
Which Lagoon Boy has that, and then Wally has his family.
Yep.
And then Booster has himself, because wouldn't Booster have himself?
Uh-huh.
And it interacts kind of like Skeets in a way.
Right.
But not, because it's not a trap. It's the help, right?
Right.
So it really, to me, it looks like Psycho Pirate mask in a way. Like where they took the idea of it and made it their own, kind of.
I could see that.
And then I have one other question for you about this.
Okay.
So this was basically like a flashback issue, right?
Yes.
And we see at the end, Harley and Booster meet each other, because then, you know, in the first issue, they find each other again at the bar, and they're yelling at each other thinking each one killed everybody, right?
Right.
So with that being said, was her hammer shot to Wally a kill shot or a knockout blow?
Well, that would be a good question, huh?
Or is he just knocked out and whoever the main killer is thinks that he's dead because everybody else is dead?
That could be. But I mean, if you're looking at the hammer, like after she hits him.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood. But I don't know. That's a good question. I think it's kind of amusing, though, that like her reaction after she does it is like, oh, I didn't know you were there. It's like, yeah, you know, just got here.
Yeah, see, I think, okay, this is how I read this, and I don't know how you read it, so here we go. I read it like, because but the panel before that, Wally's holding Roy, crying, right?
Right, yep.
So, in her twisted-ass mind, where she still thinks she's half hero, the only one that she notices that's alive or moving at all is Wally.
Okay.
So in her mind, she thinks that Wally has went crazy and killed everybody or done damage at this point. And so when she hits him, she thinks that she's doing good by solving the problem.
Could be.
Which leads to her next statement that says, oh, I didn't even know that you were there. Because then that means, oh, well, I just knocked out Wally because you're the guy that killed everybody. And then his response was, yep, first day. So that didn't really help his alibi in her, you know, in her conversation or that she's having in her head.
Yeah.
Very good.
Huh.
Did you read it like that at all or no?
No, I did not. I read it. I sort of took it more as Harley just sucks.
Harley's good in this though.
This is the best that she has been in a while. I will give you that.
Yeah.
But there's still six more issues to ruin her.
Yeah, that's true. And Clay Mann has done issues 1 and 2, but he only did the first page and the last page here, where Lee Weeks did everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm still loving the real world conventional stuff too, like Nemesis at the end.
Yep.
He's like Nemesis, just that, because he's an arrogant douche dick, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm glad that you actually like this issue. That surprises me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, you know, anything with the Lagoon Boy and Kid Devil in it has to be pretty good.
See, I thought you were going to get all excited about Narc.
Well, you know, no. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some people might not know who he is, so I was just curious.
Listen, mm-hmm. I've been around the block, boy.
What about Tattoo Man? Do you know where he's at?
No, I know that he annoys the hell out of me. And to be honest with you, Commander Steel.
Yeah.
When I first looked, like before I read it, I looked at the image and I'm like, Captain Britain?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well.
Yeah. No. This was way better than I was expecting. And I mean, look, I went into this fully expecting to hate read it.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I actually enjoyed myself.
Yeah. Well, at least we're not co-hosts in crisis this time then.
This time.
There's always issue 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Yep.
But at least this event is coming out on time.
So far.
Yep, so far.
We'll see.
Yep.
You got anything else?
Nope. Wrap us up.
Cool. Well, thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to get in touch with me on Twitter, you can at Aaron S. Bell.
I'm at Ron Bar 316.
Oh my goodness, you just hurt my head so much. What? Like, I grew up, my address was 616 Ramapo Valley Road, and people used to say 616, and I'm like, wait, hold on one second. That doesn't make sense. And just because it's just weird. I mean, it's right, but it's just weird.
Yeah.
I hate you, Ronnie.
I know.
If you want to get in touch with the show on Twitter, you can at DC_absolute or through email at absolutedcpodcast@gmail.com.
Peace out.